Welcome everyone to another series of Hidden Treasures, and it's part of the President of the Methodist Conference theme where we get to find out all our hidden treasures within the church. And today I'm pleased to have Joel with me. Hi Joel, how are you?
You're right, not too bad. I'm doing very well.
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, how are things?
Yeah, good. Yeah, doing all right, ticking along, I guess, you know. It's all fun.
Brilliant. Well, for those who don't know you, Joel, tell us a bit about yourself. So we know you're Joel.
Joel, yeah. That's confirmed. From North London, you know, I'm born in February 2001. I've lived in North London all my life. Been attending church, for my life, yeah. It's one of those things, all just kind of, you know, and been in the community for a long time. So yeah, it's kind
Brilliant.
of it, really.
And what have you done in church? Have you done everything? Have you done lots of roles? Have you been a steward? Have you been what have you done?
Always, you know, always helping out, because all my mum's always on the list for everything. So if I'm, you know, do coffee one week, you know, obviously helping the worship band, which is really fun. And yeah, going up every week, really helping my confidence in terms of music and stuff. And yeah, whenever they need me for anything, I always, you know, if I'm free, I'll always give a helping hand. It's always fun.
Now, tell me, you've got a bit of a guilty pleasure. I often pray about this quite a bit, Joel, but you are a football supporter, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I mean, don't worry, it's only between us. It's only between me and you and YouTube and Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Apart from that, it's just between us. Who do you support in football?
I support Wolverhampton Wanderers, which is a bit strange.
Yeah. How did you get to? I mean, I can understand, like, well, I better not mention Coventry after Wolverhampton out the FA Cup the other day. But how did you get to support Wolverhampton?
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange one. Well, all my family are from the Midlands, they're from the West Midlands. So, and they moved, and my mum and dad moved to London in the 90s. So, yeah, my dad has always kind of supported them since like the early 70s. Well, 70s, really. Yeah. And yeah, I just kind of. Of supporting your dad's team, which was like the natural thing to do. Which I know with most of supporting Wolves has been quite difficult. They haven't been amazing and been quite been quite rubbish for most of it, but it's just something I've always loved, and I do feel a real connection to the team. I always have, and it's just, you know, being from London, it's just, you know, because everyone usually hears my accent and goes, oh, we Arsenal or Tottenham, and I go, no, support Wolves.
I mean, I suppose living in London, where we are in Muswell Hill, we're sandwiched right in between Tottenham and Arsenal.
Yeah.
So being a Wolves fan, you're not going to upset many people.
Exactly. You're fine.
You're fine. And what's it like to go to the stadium's Molyneux? Is that right?
Molyneux, yeah.
Yeah. And what's it like being in the stadium?
I love it. It's such an incredible experience. When I was younger, I used to always pester my dad to come and get there for 1:30, like an hour before kickoff, because I always wanted to just see there, see all the players train and everything, and really like immerse myself in it. But it's such a wonderful feeling, because you know, it's like you're part of that kind of community, and everyone's kind of wanting the team to do well. I just think it's incredible, and all the, you know, music and all the players. It's a unique thing, and I love it. It's fantastic.
And what's it like for you to be a Christian amongst the fans? Because, I mean, for me, if I went to a stadium and I had my clerical collar on, another term, dog collar on, and people looked at me wearing a collar, they might behave differently, and I would never want people to behave differently. But as Christians and as hidden treasures, technically you could be a hidden treasure. What's it feel like being a Christian amongst supporters?
It's interesting because of the kind of, I think it's because, especially between men and women's football, I feel there's definitely a discrepancy in terms of the way fans are. I think male football is still, football supporters are still, it's still quite a kind of macho, kind of like intense, like very masculine kind of like setting, and it can be a bit like kind of rough at some points, and it's all, you know, a lot of like, you know, swearing and a lot of passion. So sometimes as a Christian, it's sometimes, you know, it's interesting, because like, you know because you are part of it, but then it's like it's a different kind of environment to, like, you know, being a church, for example, is so different, and it's like, and trying to immerse yourself in both is quite interesting.
Well, when we say Jesus at church, we mean it as the savior perspective,
Yes, of course.
not as a missed opportunity. But
Yeah.
I would love to see people, I mean, I often say this quite a lot in church, but I would love to see churches just being as passionate like football supporters. Do you know
Yeah,
what
of
I
course.
mean? Sometimes, you know what a footballer supports, you know what they stand for. I just
Yeah.
we saw that more in our churches, don't you?
Yeah, it's always that thing where football fans say that, oh, it's like a religion. And I absolutely can't stand that because I don't think it's anything like, I think it's a
No.
bit like it, but it's, you
Yeah.
can't, I don't think you could compare God to, I think, watching a football game, in my opinion. I always find it like, really, it's just so different. And it's like,
Yeah.
I think so,
Yeah.
because it's, yeah, that being a Christian, I think, is all encompassed. I think it is a lot more kind of intense and personal than, I think, football. So I always get a
Yeah.
bit kind of like, I find it interesting.
And what happens then after? So for instance, you hear lots of teams that say, I'm trying to say Arsenal till I die or Tottenham till I die. But actually, when you if you're saying that, that's it. It's
Yeah.
die. But being a Christian, we believe, don't we, that in the resurrection, that actually life is to continue. Like the best is to come, isn't it?
Yes, of course, yeah.
So there's
It's always
that
that,
sound
yeah.
of like, well, till I die, well, is that it? But
Yeah,
we believe
yeah.
that as Christians, life continues. The best is yet to come.
Of course, yeah.
Wonderful. And so you went to university 18, so you went all through school. You
Yale
went,
for school.
yeah, and all the way through, and you went
Yep.
to university
In Winchester, yes.
Winchester. Is that where your brother is now? Is your brother
He's in Bournemouth, so
there?
just a bit further south, yeah.
So that you've had such a bad influence at that university on him that he's had to go
You go
further.
somewhere else.
Yeah, that's so what you studying?
I did music production and performance, and it was because I've always it, music has always been a passion of mine since because I've always done it through school and done loads of them. I did music GCSE, I did like the BTEC performance as well. So always kind of learning my skills, and I just thought, and it was one of those things, especially with the university, you can't go and do a degree that you don't enjoy. Because I've heard, loads of stories of people doing a degree, and they kind of think, I'm not really too passionate about it. I always wanted to do something that I loved, and that was, so I think I thought, right, have a look at some courses for music and see what you get. And this one for Winchester came up, and I thought, well, went on the open day, and I just thought, I think it's a bit me. So I applied, and I thankfully got in, yeah.
I hear what you say because it's a bit like doing psychology and then end up, flipping burgers, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
And the psychology you're giving is to the burgers as as flipping it over. So, you did all that. You loved your passion, and you got your degree. How did you do on your degree?
I got 2-1, so I was very pleased
Nice,
with that. Yeah.
nice, really good. And obviously, you had your graduation, and all the family
Yeah.
go to it.
Yes, it was wonderful. Yeah, I was really nervous for it because I thought I did, I actually, going up, on stage in front of everyone and kind of, just shaking your hands and like, if I fall over, what if something happens? But it was all okay and went really well. And it was a superb weekend. Yeah, had a great time.
Something to treasure, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant. So you talk about music is your passion. I can see in the background there,
Yeah.
Beatles, which are fantastic, aren't they? The Fab Four, well, after Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John,
Yeah, of course.
Fab Four. But so you love music. How did you get on to liking music?
I don't know. It's like early on, like, I don't know. It's always like listening to what your parents kind of listen to. So always like on the radios on and like listening to different songs. But then it was like, I think it was about 15, 16. As just I started kind of sixth form, I really started listening to a lot more music and becoming a lot more consumed with it. It was like, yeah, so I'm a big fan, big fan of the Beatles, kind of Oasis, those kind of guitar bands were kind of instantly hit me, and I went, yeah, this is, my passion, really. And then a lot of my, then I started writing songs, like trying to be like quite similar to their kind of style. And it's like, yeah, it all kind of started there, really, just kind of exploring lots of different music. Yeah.
Brilliant. Do you like the Rolling Stones?
Love the Stones. They are
Great,
fantastic.
aren't
Look,
they?
Love a bit of Mick Jagger. It's
Yeah,
fantastic.
absolutely. With his big lips,
Yeah,
he's
it's
given to great.
like.
Yeah, that's a great impression. I like that. I'm going to capture that on the video.
Yeah.
That was a good impression. But I like the Beatles. Yeah, when I was at primary school, because I remember for the first time singing like Octopus's Garden and The Yellow Submarine. And I didn't really care for the Stones, but as I've got older, you think, wow, you know.
Incredible.
Yeah,
Yeah.
incredible. Beatles, the Stones, the Who, and yeah, really good music.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And you play the guitar,
Yep.
play the drums.
A bit, yeah. Do play a bit of church, yeah.
Yeah. Anything
Yeah,
else?
it's fun. I'm trying to, because that's what I think university kind of brought me. I was able just to get like, I think I'm pretty decent on guitar, but it did like help other things, learning a few more instruments, and just so you could help. So when it comes to worship and you're doing, you're, I'm about to say performing, but performing to a congregation, you can just help out in little ways, playing drums or, singing or whatever. So it was useful. Yeah.
Brilliant. And for those who see at church, they don't always get to hear. And that's why we call it here Our Hidden Treasures, because you could be quietly playing your guitar, bass, or you could be in the back doing your drums. But actually, there is our hidden treasure. There's more to that. You've told everybody that you write music. And how's that going?
It's all good, yeah. It kind of started in start of lockdown. I just thought, obviously, when we had those, we were all trapped indoors in that March, I kind of thought, right, we've got loads of time on my hands. I could do something interesting here, because I've never considered it before. Because I thought, where do you start and how do you begin that process? But I gave it a go, and I think it ever since then, March 2020, I've kind of just keep on the writing. I've got low, on my computer, I've got so many Word documents, so many different ideas, and it's genuinely such a fun creative process. I love kind of creating the chords and then kind of, doing the chords and writing the initial melody and then doing the lyrics over the top and thinking of different themes to write about. It's really fun. Really fun.
Brilliant. And do you have, I mean, do you upload them to Spotify?
Yes. Yeah. A bit of self-promotion. Yeah.
Yeah, why not? What
Yes, do it.
what is it on Spotify, Joel? What's yeah.
Yeah, Joel Stubbs. Yeah, just first and last name. Yeah.
Joel
On
Stubbs.
Spotify. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. And just for those who don't know, you'll see it on the link at the bottom here now. It will appear the name and you'll see it. And people, you can go on to Spotify and join Joel Stobbs, enjoy the music. And have you had much interaction with that, Joel?
Quite a few people have listened. I always get family members just always and friends just always going, oh, you got any new releases at the moment? And I go, yeah, go and check it out. And it's like, is it? I always kind of post quite regularly, so I've got some good responses from it. Some few people on Instagram who don't know, just going, oh, we really like your stuff, and it's just that little bit of a confidence boost. It's really nice.
That is really good. And we're going to look at one of these now, Joel, of one of your songs. So we're going to watch it now, and I hope people enjoy it.
Got it. think anyone has. We're running away until the wheels fall off. But this time away from the house, my mind could take a breath from the stresses and when the days are blue. I found something more to do.
Thanks, Jill, for sharing that. That's incredible. You've just got such a talent. And it's great to see the music there. And I wonder, Jill, what would you, I mean, music's your main part. And one of our main parts in worship, in church, is worship. We in Methodists, we sing our theology. We believe that we share our, we sing our faith. And when it comes to worship, Jill, what is it that you would like to see in churches in 2024?
In churches, but in terms of the music, I don't know. I quite like the way we do it in terms of having modern songs like guitar songs and keyboard songs, but then also having traditional hymns. I still think that's quite a good thing that we do. And yeah, and I like, because we're planning to do Guitar Sunday.
Yeah,
a few weeks. Yes, that should be really fun. Yeah, just doing purely like kind of modern kind of guitar music, and it should be really fun, and stuff like that. Yeah, and yeah, it's just kind of getting a good balance is really good.
That's key, isn't it? Getting that balance right. And for those from Muswell Hill Methodist Church who are watching this, that sometimes we have to go away. We've had wonderful years at Muswell Hill on both sides, and sometimes we need to have our comfort zone tested, which I hope I've done in 6 years of rocking the boat. And we need to, sometimes even if it's not our cup of tea, we've just got to, like the tattoo shop in Hull says, we've got to grin and bear it. and we've just got to go along with our, with the worship for the sake for the next so many years of the church. And you mentioned Guitar Sunday. I think it's on the 12th of April. You and Alex are going to be playing on Guitar Sunday.
Wonderful.
A bit of, and with a bit of tradition in there as well. As you say, the balance is needed. Finally, Joel, I wondered, what would you, as somebody who's gone through the life of the church as our hidden treasure, what would you like to see at Muswell Hill Methodist Church?
For the future, I don't know, maybe a few more, maybe young people kind of immersing themselves. We're kind of in Sunday services. I know I'm not always the best in terms of attendance. I do go as much as I can.
Hey, don't no confession.
Yeah, yeah.
I was 21 once.
Yeah, you know, but you know, I think it's sometimes it's a tough commitment for a lot of young people, but it would be cool to see more kind of maybe that kind of 18 to 30 kind of like group come to church a bit more, because I genuinely think it is a wonderful experience, because I think maybe, I don't know if the people have had kind of difficult experiences with what church, you know, with church before, and like they feel it is a bit, you know, a bit too like overwhelming. But I genuinely think if people give it a go, they'd really, really enjoy it. And because it, especially with our church, it isn't, it's, obviously it's, you know, it's a church service, but I don't think it's as intense. I think it is, we are a welcoming church.
Yeah.
And I think it's a, I think it's a really relaxed and lovely space. So I think, you know, it's giving it that go, really.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And if we're, as part of our mission statement, if we're inclusive, justice seeking and growing. And if we get the two things right of being inclusive, which as you said, Joel, we are welcoming. If we get the inclusive right, we get the justice seeking right, then we will grow as a church. And I'm really excited about the future of Muswell Hill. It's one of the reasons why Helen and I prayed about it, of what's it, having the pandemic probably helped us as well, but been disrupting things, but we're beginning to see things happen. And it was the potential of Muswell Hill Methodist Church that encouraged us wanting to stay for 5 more years, because it's an exciting place to be. We are a family together. We have lots of hidden treasures, and you are one of them. And we're just so glad that you have shared it with us. And we thank you, Joel, that you've joined us. And please continue to share your music and bless others with it too.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Joel. Well, thank you everyone for joining us today. We're going to be doing these interviews, we hope, once a week with our hidden treasures. As I say, using the president and vice president of the Methodist Conference theme, Hidden Treasures. We'll be interviewing our next hidden treasure, and you will find it on our YouTube channel. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel and share it. And also, you will find us on Apple Music and on Spotify. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you very much.
From us both, take care and God bless.